Mysteries in History with your host, Peter Graves.
Although no one has ever been able to prove their existence, a quasi-government agency known as the Men in Black supposedly carries out secret operations here on Earth in order to keep us safe from aliens throughout the galaxies. Here is one of their stories that never happened from one of their files that doesn't exist. 1978. The leaders of Zartha flee their planet in order to escape the clutches of the evil Kylothian Serlina. Arriving on Earth, the Zarthans bring with them their greatest treasure, the Light of Zartha. A cosmic force so powerful that in the wrong hands it could lead to the annihilation of Zartha. The Zarthans' princess, Lorana, beseeched the Men in Black to hide the light from Serlina. But they had no choice. Intervention would have meant the destruction of the Earth. However, in an act of galactic bravery, the Men in Black subdued Serlina, allowing the Zarthans to escape so they might hide the light on another planet. Serlina, released from her captors, vowed that the light would be hers and that she would destroy any planet that stood in her way. And so, never knowing what happened, the people of Earth were once again saved by a secret society of protectors known as the Men in Black.
Columbia Pictures presents an Amblin Entertainment production in association with McDonald Parks Productions. A Barry Sonnenfeld film starring Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. Men in Black 2. A spaceship blazes across the galaxy, leaving a path of planetary destruction in its wake. Lara Flynn Boyle, Johnny Knoxville, Rosario Dawson, Tony Shalhoub, Patrick Warburton, Jack Keller, and Rick Torn. July 2002. Having blown up a series of planets with a devastating ray gun, the ship flies towards Earth.
At the moon. Harvey!
As the dog runs off into the night, the ship crashes into the ground violently, throwing up debris into the air that spills forward like a wave. The park overlooks the city, illuminated by the light emanating from hundreds of skyscraper windows. The dust clears, and the gleaming ship is revealed, half buried in the ground. From its shiny gold tail, two spindly legs fold out and gain purchase on the loose soil in order to haul the ship up. It stands upright, a third leg emerging to act with the other two legs as a tripod. Light glows from the tapered end of the ship, which stands about a foot tall. The dog runs up to the ship and looks down at it quizzically. A small creature has appeared underneath. It looks like a mix between a snake and a tropical plant. The alien roars, and the dog scarpers. Now the tiny alien hauls itself along using its tail. It stops when it reaches a magazine on the ground and observes the pages as the wind flicks through them, pausing at an advert featuring a stunning brunette wearing sexy lingerie. The mouth of the alien opens and several smaller snake-like creatures appear from inside. These creatures then begin to divide and multiply. Slowly but surely, a solid, tangled mass of serpents begins to form. The tentacles continue writhing until they form the shape of the woman from the magazine. Suddenly, a bald man with a knife grabs her from behind and licks her neck.
Hey, pretty lady. You taste good.
He drags her off behind some bushes.
Hey, what?
His legs appear above the bushes and then disappear downwards.
Yeah, you too.
The woman comes out again, picking her teeth, now with a huge pot belly bulging over her lacy black underwear. She looks down at the magazine, open at the picture of the model, with a calculating expression, then disappears back behind the bushes. She returns, carrying the attacker's clothes, now with a perfectly flat stomach. Screenplay by Robert Gordon and Barry Fanaro. Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. Now, two men in sharp black suits walk up to a grill in the street, which has a small flower poking out from it.
Nothing fancy, no heroics, but a book this time.
Got it.
Hey.
Ooh. Hey, Jeff, what's happening, buddy? We were just wondering what you were doing here.
Man, talking to you.
You know our arrangements, Jeff. You don't travel outside of the EF&R subway lines. In exchange, you get to eat all the inorganic garbage that you want.
What the hell are you doing here, worm boy?
T. Jeff, excuse my partner. He's new and he...
Agent T is shot into the air by a huge worm.
Kind of stupid.
The fanged worm throws T to the ground and disappears back through the grill.
You're getting big, Jeff. What would you been eating?
Jeff's tail knocks Agent J into a fruit stall.
Oh, you like jokes, huh? Jeffrey!
Jay leaps into the hole in the sidewalk and lands on Jeff's back as he travels through the subway tunnels at speed.
Sweet dreams, big boy.
As Jay struggles to hang on, he tries to inject Jeff with a large metallic syringe. He ducks, then dodges to his side to avoid overhanging signals and girders. In the commotion, Jay accidentally injects himself, then gets knocked out by a yellow and black striped signal. At a subway station, commuters look on nonchalantly as a train passes through from one direction, and then Jeff speeds through from the other. Jay is about to inject Jeff when he gets flung through the back window of a preceding train.
Sweet!
Boy, transit authority people, please move to the forward car. We got a bug in the electrical system. Yo, people, we got a bug in the electrical system.
Jeff takes a huge bite out of the back of the carriage.
Oh, now y'all running. Now y'all. No, sit down. Sit down. It's only 600 foot worm.
Jeff starts gulping down the train.
Before I start knocking heads here,
you get in there and you put the hammer down on this thing.
I'm Captain Larry Bridgewater, and I decide what happens on this train.
Oh, you decide. Oh, okay, come here. Larry?
Yeah,
it's my man Jeff.
Larry just made a decision.
Yeah, Larry need to take his ass in there.
Yeah.
Jay moves back with panicking commuters to come face to face with Jeff. He pulls a gun.
Don't make me do this, Jeff!
Jeff's numerous rows of teeth retract, and as he slows down and comes to a stop, the train speeds away from him. Jay looks on with a serious expression, surrounded by exposed wires and shredded metal. Now, the dilapidated train with only one carriage left pulls in slowly to a station.
81st Street.
It lurches to a sudden stop.
Just a second. May I have your attention, please? The city of New York would like to thank you for participating in our drill. Had this been an actual emergency, y'all would have been eaten. Because you don't listen. You're ignorant. How a man gonna come bashing through the back of a subway when... That's the problem with all y'all New Yorkers.
Oh, we've seen it all.
Oh, no, a 600-foot worm. Save us, Mr. Black Man.
Not coming. I ask you nice, move to the next car. Y'all just sit there like... Thank you for participating in our drill. Hopefully you enjoyed our new, smaller, more energy-efficient subway cars. Watch your step. You will have a nice evening.
He flashes a neuralizing device at the passengers and driver.
I need the perimeter secured and a cleanup crew at 81st and Central Park West. Revoke Jeff's movement privileges immediately. Have a transfer team escort him back to the Chamber Street Station. And will somebody please check the expiration date on the Unipod worm tranquilizers?
Jay walks up some stairs and out of the subway.
Sorry, fellas, station closed. Emergency drill for your safety.
Do you believe these putzes?
You're welcome.
Jay sits with a sigh on a wooden bench. He shuffles along to make room as he spots T approaching.
I know by the book.
T, when was the last time we just looked at the stars?
This is a test. I can do this.
You ever feel like you're alone in the universe?
Yes. No.
Hey, let me buy you a piece of pie.
Really?
Thanks.
Hey, you're not alone in the universe.
Remove the arm.
Okay.
In a rundown house.
Please, shut up, Charlie. I'm tired of you constantly talking behind my back. You meet a beautiful girl. She's into it. And the best line you can come up with is, want to come back to my place for some tonsil hockey and egg salad. Whoa! Who are you and how'd you get in here? You like egg salad?
It's the lingerie model clone.
Serlina! Why didn't you say it was you?
I got your message. Where's the light?
Here's the deal. You've been all over the universe looking for this light thing and we found it. You want it? It's gonna cost you 50 mil. And here's how it's gonna work. First, you get...
Where is the light?
Snakes from Selena's fingers poke through the man's two heads.
But we tracked it to a guy who might know where it is. He rents a pizza parlor on Spring Street.
Let's go. And wipe your nose, idiot.
Now, Jay and T are at a UFO-themed diner.
Oh, goodbye. Yeah. Crowded.
Well, they got good pie. Man, what is wrong with you?
You're gonna neuralize me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You took me to a public place so I wouldn't make a scene.
You making a scene? Look, let me ask you a question. Why did you join MIB?
6 years in the Marines. I like to serve, I like the action, protect the planet.
Like being a hero. Then you joined the wrong organization. You ever heard of James Edwards?
No.
Well, he saved the lives of about 85 people on the subway tonight. No one knows he exists. And if no one knows he exists, how can anyone ever love him?
T's blubbing draws attention.
Hey, how long we been partners?
Feb 1.
5 months, 3 days.
Started at noon?
9 hours.
Jay pulls out his flashing neuralizer device and uses it on T.
Get married, have a bunch of kids.
Okay.
Excuse me, my buddy's kind of shy, but he thinks you are hot.
The waitress smiles at T, who smiles back, befuddled.
Here it is. Ta-da!
Ben, I don't know what to say.
Well, people will look at that plaque years from now, you know what they'll say?
Employee is spelled wrong?
Yeah, they charge by the letter. People say, imagine that, big shot like her used to work here.
Ben...
You deserve it. Bring up a case of Mountain Dew from the basement.
Later, the girl emerges from the basement.
Hey, Bruno. Two slices of pepperoni and any information you might have about the light of Zartha.
Please, whoever you are, don't hurt me.
Where's the light, Ben?
I don't know what you're talking about. Please, let me down, ma'am.
When I put a robbery on...
Selena looks at her two-headed cohort, Scrad, and indicates for him to move. He fails to take the hint.
There? Noise? Kitchen?
Oh!
The girl hides.
You idiots see anything?
Wind blew the door open. Nothing out of the ordinary.
For 25 years I've traveled the universe looking for it, but it never left Earth, did it, Ben?
You kept it here.
What are you talking about?
I'm running out of time. Where's the light of Zartha?
I swear, I don't know what you're talking
about. Listen, Zarthan, you hit the light on Earth, and I will find it. Once we have the light, Zartha will be ours.
You're too late. Tomorrow at midnight, the light will leave the third planet and be back home. Sorry you made the trip for nothing.
With a flick of the wrist, Selena whips Ben in half. Scrat and his second head, Charlie, peer at the body. Charlie seems to reside in Scrat's backpack.
Got nothing out of him. Now we don't know if it's on Earth or not.
He said third planet. It's here, you idiot.
Third rock from the sun.
I never got that till now.
It's on Earth, and I know who's going to tell me where it is.
A fresh pizza in her hand, Selene leads Scrat and Charlie out, stepping over Ben's body, which seems to have been hollow all along. The young girl looks upset, then gazes up at rain hitting the skylight. Jay strides into the lobby of a massive grey stone building.
Don't you ever go home?
Nope.
See, you neuralize another partner.
Jay goes into an elevator and comes out in the bustling Men in Black command center.
B, D, next time you use a fission carbonizer, put a submolecular deatomizer on the barrel so it doesn't sound like a cannon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, get some booties on them things. You're crapping up the floor.
Ah, broke, Jay.
Check this Prionasian's visa. The cephalopods have been making counterfeits down at Kinko's on Canal.
And will somebody please explain to me why I have a dead tricranoslav going through passport control?
That'd be my fault, sir. I'm very sorry, sir. Please don't neuralize me, sir.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
Nothing, sir.
Jay walks into an office.
Good work in the subway. I remember Jeff when he was yay high.
What you got for me?
Take a look out that window. You see those guys in black suits? They work here, too. We got it covered.
Zed, come on, man. What you got?
Listen, dedication's one thing, but if you let it, this job will eat you up and spit you out whole. You want to look like me when you hit 50? Ish?
I'll be in the gym if you need me.
All right. There was a killing earlier, 177 Spring. Alien on alien. Why don't you take T with you and make a report?
Ah, oh, T. Right. What happened with T, we...
Passports, no rush. How they hanging, Jay?
You have got to stop neuralizing MIB personnel.
The dude was crying in the middle of the diner.
I hate that.
And plus, you can't count L. I mean, she wanted to go back to the morgue. I helped her.
You need a partner.
I'm cool.
I'll be his partner. Jay, wait up! I appreciate the shot, man. Thought I'd never get out of that mailroom.
Lose the suit.
Sure thing, partner. No problemo. Just going for the look. But if I say so myself, I do find the overall effect very slimming. Not that I've had any problems with the ladies or what have you. It's just that when you get down a brass tack, then whoa, nice sled. Very swank. Heated seats. Sometimes I get hives. And I learned to get along, and so you're back from outer space.
Now, Frank, the talking pug dog, is singing with his head out of the window of Jay's sleek black car.
I should have made you leave your key. If I'd known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door.
Frank! Bring your head in this window before I roll it up in there.
Got it.
Frank perches on the passenger seat, but continues to hum.
Frank!
My money, it's missionary. Anyway, I was in the Bowery the other night, and I meet this Great Dane. A little thick in the body, but very pretty in the face.
Frank, that's just not appealing to me, man. Seriously.
Okay. So I say we do the good cop, bad cop thing. You interrogate the witness, and I growl.
Oh, no, wait. How about we do the good cop, dumb dog thing, and you just shut up?
You got it, partner. Total silence. Absolute quiet. Not a word out of me. What do we got?
What do we got?
There's a phosphorus residue on the wall and floor. We've sent samples back to M for analysis.
Hey, Jay, 0% body fat.
Funny.
Witness?
Girl, saw everything. She's taking it pretty well.
No, you listen to me. I don't answer any more of your questions until you answer mine. I want to know what happened here.
I think I better handle this one.
You got it.
Alone. Old talking dog thing might be a bit much for her right now.
What do you want me to do?
Sniff around.
What?
Money.
Try taking a deep breath, ma'am. Everything's gonna be all right.
Just what part of this is she supposed to feel all right about? I'm Agent Jay. Why don't you tell me exactly what you saw?
I saw a two-headed guy and a woman in leather.
Caucasian?
Gray, with tentacles that were coming out of her hands, and she used them to rip...
The skin off of his body. Actually, it's not skin. It's a protoplasma polymer similar to the chemical makeup of the gum you find in baseball cards. What was the last thing you ate prior to the incident?
Calzone.
What time?
Lunch.
Spinach?
Mushroom.
You need pie.
A light. They just kept asking Ben about a light. A light of Zartha or something like that.
You okay?
An hour ago, a man I've known my whole life vanished right in front of my eyes because of a woman with things coming out of her fingers and a two-headed guy with the IQ of a cannoli. So, yeah, everything's okay. Look, when we're kids, before we're taught how to think or what to believe, our hearts tell us that there is something else out there. Now, I know what I saw. You tell me what I'm supposed to believe.
Jay briefly lowers his eyes, then looks at the waitress, Laura Vasquez.
I'm a member of a secret organization that polices and monitors alien activity on planet Earth. Ben was an alien. So were the people that killed him. Now, I don't know why they did it, but I promise you that I'm going to find out.
Okay.
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 Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to...
Kill me.
No. No. No, just, a little flash and everything goes back the way it was.
After you flash me, if I see you again, will I know it's you?
I'll see you. But you won't see me.
Must be hard. Must be very lonely.
As Jay prepares to neuralize her, he glances out at a couple on a tandem wearing black all-in-ones covered in bright white lights. His comlink bleeps for his attention, and he retracts the neuralizer.
Excuse me. I gotta go.
What about the flashy thing?
I'll flash you some other time.
He gives her a wry smile and leaves. Frank's got the car stereo on. Who let the dogs out? Using a remote control, Jay opens the car door and closes it behind him.
You tell the girl you love her?
Hey, man, she's a witness to a crime. That's it.
Yada, yada. You're attracted. She's not even my species, and I'm attracted.
I'm supposed to take advice on love from a dude that chases his own ass?
Easy, pal. That's canine profiling, and I resent it.
Now, bright spotlights help illuminate Selena's landing area in the park, which is bustling with MIBs searching for clues. Jay and Frank pull up.
Hey, Jay, get up. Coming through. MIB brass. Look sharp. I'm Agent F now, Agent J's new partner. Who are you eyeballing?
Frank, cool out, dog.
Got kids?
No.
Want them?
Jay leaves Frank to it and goes into a small yellow tent. He sees Selena's tiny spacecraft on the ground, then contacts Zed on his communicator.
Talk to me.
It's Kylothian, Class C.
Selena.
Selena. Old girlfriend?
She wishes.
The witness said that the perps were looking for the light of...
Zartha.
Yeah, what is it?
This makes no sense. The light's not on Earth. We took care of this a long time ago.
Well, obviously not.
That's very bad news. 25 years ago, the Zarthans came to Earth trying to hide the light from Selena.
We don't do that.
That's right. That's why I ordered it off the planet.
Well, Zed, I got a Kylothian Class C in the middle of my park. Now, you sure this light isn't still here?
Positive. I gave the order. My best agent carried it out. It's as if I gave the order to you.
Well, let's ask the agent.
Can't.
Dead?
Sort of. He works at the post office.
No.
If Selena gets the K before we do, he's dead. The Earth's very existence may rest on what K knows. It's too bad you wiped out his entire memory of it. Bring him in. Now.
How cool is this? Going to get K, the legend, the go-to guy, your mentor, the guy who taught you everything you know, the greatest agent in MIB history.
Frank! Stop talking.
Stay.
Hey, listen, partner. I may look like a dog, but I only play one here on Earth. Whoa.
Whatever, wipe your mouth.
Hey, babe.
Jay steps into a post office and shakes his head at the sight of Kay in his uniform.
Good people of Truro, Massachusetts, may I kindly have your attention? In order to facilitate your shipping needs, I'd like to remind you that all packages must be properly wrapped. This one is an example of go home and do it again. I think you knew what I mean, Mrs. Bogusian. Brown paper and triple twist twine are the preferred media. Thank you for your time. K. C. Express mail to there.
Kevin. Wow. Kevin, that's funny. You don't have like a Kevin. You don't remember me, but we used to work together.
I never worked in a funeral home. There's something I can do for you, Slick.
Okay, straight to the point. You are a former agent of a top secret organization that monitors extraterrestrials on Earth. We're the Men in Black. We have a situation and we need your help.
There is a free mental health clinic at the corner of Lilac and East Valley. Next.
Excuse me.
Hey.
20 Rugrats stamps, please.
Elizabeth, the United States Postal Service hasn't quite kept up with today's youth, but I can offer you some nice Berlin airlift stamps.
No.
Opera legends?
No.
American Samoa?
No.
Amish quilts?
Excuse me, sweetie. I'm sorry. Got a world to save here. There was no coma. It was all a cover.
Who are you?
Question is, who are you?
I'm the postmaster of Truro, Massachusetts, and I'm ordering you to leave these premises.
Kay.
Kay walks into a mail room.
Decaf. Sorry. All right, people, we have a breach. Beryl, cordon off this area. Billings, I'll have a full perimeter wipe down right here, right now.
Okay.
Beryl, get him off and escort all non-essential civilian personnel from this side immediately.
Yes, sir.
Listen to yourself, Kay. Who talks like that?
Jay pulls out his comm device and scans one of Kay's co-workers.
Boom!
Kay looks on bewildered as Jay communicates with the postal worker. The co-workers all look at Kay. Then one removes fake glasses and a wig, whilst another is shown to be driving a human-shaped robot. Eventually, they all return to their true alien forms, and then wave and greet Kay warmly.
Why do you think you're so comfortable here? Just about everybody works in a post office as an alien.
Jay opens a mail sorting device to show an alien with many arms doing the work. He has a cigarette in his mouth.
No smoking.
The alien gets another cigarette and returns to work. Now Kay is trying to leave in a truck.
Kay. My wife and I went to Las Vegas. We saw Siegfried and Roy fly a white tiger around a room. Your act is nothing special, Junior.
When you look up at the stars at night, you get a feeling deep down in your gut like you don't know who you are. Like you know more about what's going on out there than you do down here. That's why she left you, Kay. That's why your wife left you.
Kay punches Jay.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You decide you want to know who you really are, you come take a ride with me. If not, people are waiting for their TV guides.
Jay walks away.
Think he'll bite?
Jay opens the car door remotely, and Kay climbs in.
I'm just going for a ride. If things don't add up, it's hasta luego, you know what I mean?
Hey, Kay. How's it hanging?
Now, back at MIB headquarters, Jay, Kay and Frank walk up to the front door and go through into the lobby, where the security guard is reading a newspaper.
Good to see you, Kay.
Good to see you too, whoever you are. Well, let's see what you got here, Chief.
They step into the elevator, then exit into the main control room. The other agents notice Kay's return.
Welcome back, Agent K.
Agent K.
Greetings, K.
Oh, look
who's
back. Don't mean to bother you, Agent J, but oh my God, you're Agent K.
Well, that's what they tell me.
This really is an honor.
Agent,
Agent G, the legend, the most respected agent in the history of MIB, the most feared human in the universe, in the flesh. Maybe I could buy you a cup of coffee sometime, hear some of the old war stories.
Black with two sugars if you're going.
An honor.
Back, Agent K.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Good to see you, K.
My man.
How'd it go?
Zed, the Jolocks are gone and the treaty is signed.
Good work.
Zed, what about that position you promised me in Men in Black?
Still working on the Alien Affirmative Action Program. I'll keep you posted.
Wait a minute. That's not what you promised me.
You're breaking up.
Zed?
Can't hear you.
Hello?
I'll call you back.
I can be Agent M. Zed, you...
Kay, think Earth might be in a bad way and you may be the only one that could save it.
Well, you know, neither rain, sleet, snow...
Good man. Get him armed and up to speed and over to deneuralization. Frank?
Yeah?
I'm gonna need them together on this one.
Ouch.
I'm looking for a new assistant. It's not field work, but you get better dental.
Dental?
Frank has gruesome teeth.
This is the tech unit. The most advanced technologies from all over the universe are in this room.
What's this?
All is lost! All is lost!
Don't touch that!
I didn't do anything.
Hands in your pockets.
Jay opens a pair of secure-looking doors with his remote control to reveal a vast array of weaponry inside.
Your favorite weapon.
A tiny gun.
That?
Yep. Let's go put it on.
What?
The last suit you'll ever wear. Again.
Jay and Kay enter a stark white room wearing matching black suits.
The deneuralizer. In a few moments, transverse magneto energy will surge through your brain, unlocking information hidden deep and dormant that could hold the key to Earth's very survival.
Okay. What's that thing?
The deneuralizer.
Now, a variety of aliens are standing in line at MIB's passport control.
Welcome to planet Earth. In your case, there are some rules and regulations. Go out only at night. If you must go out during the daylight, only the East Village. And under no circumstances.
Hey.
Selena and Scrad are waiting to be seen.
Name and planet of origin.
Cylana Gorth, planet Yorn. Kaluth system.
Any fruits or vegetables?
Yeah, two heads of cabbage.
Reason for visit?
Education. I really want to learn how to be an underwear model. They tell me I've got real potential.
She opens her top.
Help! Heart attack! Leah! Wake up, champ!
Tendrils snake out from Selena's fingers and ensnare an agent.
Chief's lockdown. Code 1.
Selena attacks more MIBs.
This is not good. This is not good.
As Selena's serpent-like limbs wind their way through the entire control room, Jay and Kay are locked in the deneuralizer.
Breach! We're being firewalled and flushed.
Flush?
Yep.
Ever been to a water park?
I don't know.
They hold their breath as a bright blue liquid starts to fill the room and swirl around them. From above, it looks like a giant toilet, the liquid flushing them down a hole in the center of the room. They are carried through a complex system of tunnels and eventually wind up in two metal cylinders in the middle of Times Square. Jay spits out some water.
Woo! Flushed. Yeah, man, back when you was an agent, you used to love getting flushed. Yeah, every Saturday night, you'd be like, flush me, Jay, flush me. I'd be like, nah. You can't quit on me now, Kay.
I saved the world. You tell me why I stare at the stars.
Cool.
Up in what?
Jay's car pulls up, and its black-suited driver is sucked into the steering wheel.
Does that come standard?
Actually, it came with a black dude, but he kept getting pulled over.
Yeah.
At MIB's headquarters.
Silly little planet could rule the place with the right set of mammary glands.
Trapped like rats in a chia pet.
Computer, surveillance MIB.
The command center is deserted.
MIB's locked down.
Computer, magnify. Times 10. Communicator, Frank.
Jay, where are you, partner?
We got flush.
MIB's code 101.
Yeah, who did it?
Some hot-looking biker chick. Want me to tailor?
Stay where you are. I'll keep in touch.
Yeah, stay where I am. easy for you to say.
Have you found Kay?
Neuralized.
Not active, civilian.
What?
But he was
here to get deneuralized.
Deneuralized?
Memory shot, erased. We'll find him.
Don't put anything in our ears.
What?
What do you make of that? I found it in the pocket of my coat.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, you're smiling.
Is that deneuralizer thing the only one?
Only official one. Plans leaked out on the internet a few years ago. Computer, internet, deneuralizer.
An internet auction site.
Perfect, it's an old friend.
Jay and Kay pull up outside a shop run by a bug-eyed man with frizzy hair.
Hey, Jay, ain't seen you in a while. Yo, did you peep that drop-top thing out front? Oh, yeah, my business is banging, dog. You gotta check out the website. It's Jeebsy.com. Okay, well, he's retired, right?
We need the deneuralizer.
You're kidding.
Meter's running, Jeebs.
You? Remember me?
Can't say I do. I'm pretty good with faces. I think I remember that.
The great K's a neutral.
You're standing between me and my memories, pal. You have this deneuralizer thing or not?
No. Fresh out. Can't help you. Don't got it.
Jeebs looks more and more worried as he glances from Jay to Kay.
Even if I did. If it doesn't work, he dies, you blow my head off. If it does work, I brought back Kay, who, just for the fun of it, blows my head off. So what's my incentive? Okay, homie. I keep it downstairs next to the snow blowers.
At MIB headquarters.
Alien prisoners released, armed, and ready for your orders.
Prisoners of MIB, the scum of the universe. Well, now it's the scum's turn. See, I'm in a bit of a jam, so I'm gonna make this simple. I need the light of Zartha, and Kay knows where it is. So, whoever brings Kay to me gets Earth. Start by finding a deneuralizer. They're gonna wanna get his memory back.
Check.
Now.
To a tall, robed alien.
Jara, good to see you.
In Jeeves' basement.
Okay, that should do it. Now, if I could have your attention for a brief moment while we go over the safety procedures. Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, and if at any point during the ride you become disoriented, there's nothing we can do about it. Have you removed all your jewelry? Are you allergic to shellfish?
Jeeves!
Right then, smoke them if you got them.
Jeeves starts up an old boat engine and fires up the deneuralizer.
Have you ever used this thing before?
I used the exhaust once to make some hot air popcorn, that's about it. Okay! Let's make it happen, Captain!
Metal bars clamp Kay's head in place. As Jeeves hits buttons on a keyboard, the deneuralizer whirs into life. A mechanical whisk starts to turn, a large propeller revolves, and a bowling ball rolls down a track. Then, with a groan, it shuts down, along with the rest of the city's power. After a moment in total darkness, the device starts up again. With a gasp, Kay is suddenly flung backwards. He slides across the room with a plume of smoke coming from his left ear.
Perfect!
Jeeves and Jay look down at Kay. Suddenly, with a flash, Jeeves gets shot and his head explodes in a fountain of green goo.
You're back.
No.
How'd you know his head would grow back?
It grows back.
Real nice. Okay, that's the last time I elbowed a friend.
Kay, you remember anything?
Goodbye.
Kay, wait! I never got the updated software. Still working off the 6.0. Your brain needs to reboot. Give it a minute. Kay! Bottom of my heart, Jay. I'm really sorry. I hope this doesn't affect our friendship. All those years of loyalty and trust, respect for one another. Right over there!
Where's Kay?
He's not here!
McKay is officially retired. I'm his trigger-happy replacement. Something I can do for you gentlemen?
Oh, great. Right in the pie hole. Now nothing's gonna taste right.
Lower your weapon.
No.
An alien drops down from behind Jay and throws him to the floor.
Jay, how are you, boo-boo? Look, these guys really need Kay.
He's a neutral.
Tell me something we don't know.
Yeah, tell me something we don't... Achoo! I am so sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you. Look, if I don't bring Kay back to MIB, Serlina's gonna kick my ass. Now, where is he?
Where's who?
You don't look too good.
And you look like crap.
Bend him!
Bend him?
Oh, damn. Wait, nah, don't bend him.
An alien covered in horns lifts Jay above its head and bends him. Outside, Kay looks at the people in the nighttime streets. He sees the couple on the tandem covered with flashing lights, and a little alien with bright eyes skulking beneath some dirty rags in a homeless man's shopping trolley. His focus momentarily rests on two women standing on a street corner, but then he spots a postman walking past, a reptilian-like tail dangling out of the leg of his shorts. Looking down, Kay sees a cockroach scurrying along the sidewalk and moves his foot to step on it, but has second thoughts.
Damn decent of you.
Don't mention it.
The cockroach carries on its way, and Kay looks up at the nighttime sky, a sense of anguish in his eyes. After gazing for a moment, a slight grin begins to spread across his face. Meanwhile, Jay is still being bent above the alien's head.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
You don't want to do that.
Fellas, you know what? I think he's telling the truth.
He's no good to us.
Didn't that teach you anything, kid?
Pennywise!
Kay dispatches an alien.
Open the mosh tendrils!
Kay yanks on the alien's tentacle-like chin.
He's a Balchinian.
Oh. He kicks the testicles that sag from the alien's chin.
Looks like you were in a pretty tight spot, kid.
I had this one handled.
You need a partner.
I had one. Job got too tough for him.
I'm back. You got some dust on your coat.
So, you got your memory back?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Don't know.
Okay, what is the Light of Zartha?
Never heard of it.
Cool.
If your memory's back, how come you don't remember the Light of Zartha?
I must have neuralized myself in order to keep the information for myself.
Ah, good plan. Wait, man, what you doing?
I always do the driving.
Wait, no, whoa.
I remember that.
What you remember is you used to drive that old busted joint. See, I drive the new hotness. Old and busted, new hotness.
Kay stares at Jay evenly. Jay clicks the remote control and hands it over.
Old busted hotness.
Selina, please.
Been a long time, Zed. I'm just touched you remembered me. Makes me fuzzy all over.
Never forget a pretty, whatever you are.
Zed. Zed, look at you. 25 years in, you're still just such a looker.
Cut out meat and dairy.
Oh, so feisty. Look, Zed, we both need the same thing.
Passing the phone.
Bring him in.
Don't think so.
Have we forgotten the little secret of the light? If it's not off Earth by midnight, it self-destructs, annihilating your little planet. Here's the deal. I lose, you lose, I win, everything keeps spinning. You don't want the light on Earth any more than I do.
All right, Selina. You win.
Zed, is that you? I can be Agent M. Zed. Hello?
Zed leaps over Selina and kicks her repeatedly in the face. As he lands, she lashes out with one of her tendrils and floors him.
So feisty.
She notices a movement where Frank is hidden.
Fastest way back to MIB, take this right on 39th. Right here, right. Next right on 37th. Right here, 30, right.
We're not going back to MIB.
Headquarters has been breached, man. We need to bust in there and peel some caps and split some wigs up in that joint.
Not ready.
Look, you've been out for 5 years, and that's a long time in this game. I understand that you're a little scared. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm a little scared, too.
Not scared.
Me neither. I just thought we was bonding.
5 years, you're still acting like a rookie, splitting wigs and stepping on caps. No wonder Zed brought me back.
Well, hey, Zed brought you back because you messed up.
This attitude of yours makes for a very stressful working environment.
Man, tell it to the hand. Stressful work environment is what we got back at MIB right now.
Exactly. Serena thinks I know where the light is. She broke into MIB in order to lure me back.
Into a trap. Which is exactly why we don't need to be just busting in there, man. We gotta have a plan. Where we going? Scene of the crime?
You're the boss.
Yeah, scene of the crime. That's a left, though.
Here it is. I'll contact the eyewitness. We can talk to her.
Things have changed. We need to neuralize all the witnesses.
See, I interrogated her.
Then you neuralized her.
What you mean? What I mean is MIB procedural code 773/I-1 clearly states that all civilian personnel...
No! Drop that weapon! No! No! No!
Jay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine. It's my fault. I probably... Kay, my partner, Laura, the witness.
Pleasure.
Jay, thanks for sending those agents over to keep an eye on me last night. That was really sweet.
MIB procedural code 594-B states that MIB personnel shall never be used for any other purpose.
Ben! The Zarathen was vaporized here, so I'm assuming that the perp was over in this direction.
Ben. Was he about 5'7", portly fella thinning hair?
You knew him?
Nope. Never seen him before in my life. That is a hell of a fish.
Wait a minute.
The photo Kay found in his jacket pocket fits next to the one on the wall.
You left yourself clues.
Yeah, in case I had to be deneuralized because my replacement couldn't handle the situation.
Oh, well, if the Joker that had got deneuralized hadn't created the situation in the first place...
Boys.
Hey, you pointing at something? Excuse me. The astronaut...
Jay.
Okay. All right, now he's pointing. He's like.
Who would stack pizza boxes like this? A pizza box stacker that's not stacking pizza boxes. He's leaving clues. It's an arrow.
Jay.
You're slowing me down, Slick. Whatever we're looking for is in these cabinets right here. Anchovy fillets and virgin olive oil.
There's a key hanging on the wall in front of Kay.
I hope I'm not slowing you down.
Good work, partner. Yeah. Now we gotta figure out where it goes.
I know where it goes.
Well, no, not yet.
MIB procedural code 773 clearly states...
I know the code, Kay, but no, she might be important to me. But to us. To help us later.
Well, she can't stay here. They'll be back.
You can stay with some friends of mine.
People like you.
Kinda.
Jay! Low Bridge, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? MIB is code 101.
Very bad.
Yeah, listen, I need your help. This is Laura.
Laura! Hey, Laura.
Easy.
There are worms.
Once you go worm, that's what you'll yearn.
Yeah! That's what they say.
They just...
I've dated worse.
They're under suspension right now for stealing from the duty-free shop.
We were framed.
Ah, that's wormophobic.
Yay!
You're back!
Hey, somebody said you were dead. You look good.
We're double parked.
Yeah. Laura's very important to me. To us. To the stuff. Me and you, man. The stuff we're doing. I'm asking you guys to keep an eye on her for me.
We'll keep both of them on her.
No problem.
Hey!
Why don't you sit right here?
Oh, yeah, like you got a shot.
Hey, shut up!
Chukala funga.
My communicator, in case you need it.
Laura gives Jay a kiss.
Nice move.
Okay. Just watch out for Neeble.
Which one's Neeble?
Which one of y'all is Neeble?
Yo, mama.
Ah, right there. It's fine. Everything straight is safe. Don't fall asleep.
Twister!
Kay, can you run over your plan with me one more time? Because I'm struggling with it. You neuralized away any memory of the light of Zartha, but left yourself clues in case you had to come back.
Right.
Photo in an old suit that was pointing to a key hanging on a nail in a pizzeria, and the key opens a locker at Grand Central.
Right.
And I suppose when we open a locker, we'll find another clue.
That's the plan. I like to keep my enemies confused.
We all confused, Kay.
At Grand Central...
You're not gonna slow me down on this, are you?
Slow you down? Whose brain's working on outdated software?
Why don't you go grab us some coffee while I do this?
Oh, sure thing. How you take it? Black, couple cubes to kiss my ass?
I don't know what's in there. I don't want you to get hurt, so step
back.
Hey, Kay, for real, man, open the damn locker.
Inside the locker is a city of furry aliens.
Kay, he's back! The Light Giver! All hail Kay! All hail Kay! Okay, can you see by the dawn's early?
You are the man who would be king of the train locker.
Oh, good and gentle townfolk of locker C-18. Did I leave anything here?
Yes, the timekeeper. You left it to illuminate our streets and our hearts.
I've been looking everywhere for that watch.
Oh, merciful one, the clock tower!
No, I got y'all. It's cool. Here, check this out. Titanium case, waterproof to over 300 meters. That's banging, right?
Who are you, stranger?
Jay.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Oh, merciful Jay, the keeper of...
Come on.
Wait! The commandments! The tablet!
We have lived by its word, and peace has reigned throughout our world. Pass it on to others, so that they too may be enlightened.
Be kind, rewind.
Go back and reconcile your past in order to move tranquilly into your future.
Two for one, every Wednesday.
Give twice as much as ye receive on the most sacred of days. Every Wednesday.
Large adult entertainment section in the back.
A sex club.
That's just nasty.
What's up with the video card?
I don't know.
Why'd you leave the watch?
To remind me.
Of what?
Can't remember.
Guess.
I guess we have till midnight. That's 59 minutes and 37 seconds to figure it out.
All right, look, so here's an idea. How about we stop chasing all these butt backwards clues, go get a couple fission carbonizers, and get our headquarters back?
It's all about to make sense, kid. Is this card valid?
This card hasn't been used in years, before I was born.
I've been away on business.
Billions of freaking flyer miles.
Try and use them. I always wanted to go to Cambodia. You can get a lobster dinner there for like a dollar. And the airline said they black out holidays. You have to stay over a weekend. It's a conspiracy, I'm sure. I mean, why would
somebody... Can you tell us anything about the account?
Only that you never checked out a tape. You reserved one once, but you never picked it up. Hey, Newton!
There's a huge rat in the toilet. It's all stopped up, so you're gonna have to pee in the city. Still think I'm paranoid?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, my name is Newton. I run the place. Seen any aliens lately?
You need professional help, son.
He's getting it. It's not working.
Okay, so new case, huh? Episode 27, Light of Zartha. Got it.
Jara, it's just a sin that they've kept a genius like you locked away.
Their Eagle Scout Agent Jay caught me siphoning the Earth's ozone to sell on the black market. They're very touchy about this global warming thing.
Look, I need a spacecraft, something that can travel 300 times the speed of light. Do it, I'll give you whatever you want.
Give me Jay. We'll call it even.
Groovy. You've got till midnight.
Jara glides away menacingly.
Gatbot, I got a little something special for you.
The robot moves towards Selena.
Yes, Mom, I'm up here with some friends.
I want to have your baby.
Would you like some mini pizza?
You guys want some mini pizzas? They're good. They're like mini bagels with pizza stuff on them. She'll put a little fontina cheese on. You know, she has palsy, so she ends up putting a lot of cheese on.
Jay and Kay glare at Newton.
No thanks, we're cool. Over here.
He picks up a videotape from a huge collection.
This is it.
Finally some hard evidence.
Yes. Question.
Here is one of their stories that never happened from one of their files that doesn't exist. 1978. Devastating War of Zartha had raged on for 50 years.
Looks like Spielberg's work.
But the Zarthons had a great treasure. The Light of Zartha, a source of power so awesome, it alone could mean victory and restoration for the Zarthons, or complete annihilation if it fell into the hands of the Kylothians. A group of Zarthons made the journey, led by the Keeper of the Light.
Lorana.
Princess Lorana. Lorana beseeched the men in black to help her hide the light on Earth, but they could not intervene.
No.
It was 9. And it was raining.
You've been very wise.
Kate, please. If Serena takes the light, it's the end of our world.
Madam Ambassador, if we extend protection for the light beyond the Earth, we put the Earth itself in jeopardy. We have no choice. We must remain neutral.
Where is it? Where?
We're neutral, remember? If you want it,
go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Tears well in Kay's eyes as he remembers the original event. A space rocket takes off from inside a tower. Selena turns and shoots Lorana before setting off in hot pursuit. Kay stands over Lorana's motionless body as the rain pours down. In his hand, he holds a charm bracelet. Back in the present, Kay looks overwhelmed with emotion.
And so, never knowing it happened, people of Earth were once again saved by a secret society of protectors.
I shouldn't have.
You never sent it off the planet. You hid it here.
The worm guys.
Jay stops opposite Newton.
Are you one of Newton's friends from group therapy?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I am. Will you look here, please?
Would you like some mini pizza?
I know I might.
Okay. First, get some contact lenses, because joints look like they can pick up cable. Second, take her to Cambodia, get her a lobster dinner. Pay more than a dollar. Third, the second y'all get back from Cambodia, move your bum ass out of your mom's house.
Let's go, bud.
Boy, you like 40 years old. You...
Agent Jay?
All right. Oh, and there ain't no such thing as aliens or men in black.
Jay heads out. Newton removes his glasses.
You want to go to Cambodia?
Yeah.
Picking up a shovel.
Hey, Mom.
Communicator, Jay. Lara, it's me.
Jay, we're playing Twister.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, quit touching my butt. Sorry, I thought it was your face.
They're really good at this. They don't have any spines. Oh, they were telling me about Oprah. From Chicago?
Maybe landed in Chicago.
Are you wearing a bracelet?
Yeah.
Is it glowing?
She's wearing the charm bracelet.
He's never done that before.
We're on our way. Communicator, Frank.
Frank, get down to sub-control level C. Deactivate the lockdown. We're on our way to the worm, guys. We found the light.
Got it, Jay.
Scrad!
Bitch.
Why did you say I love you?
He's a dog. I don't even like him.
No, the girl. You're sweet on her.
Hey, Kay, for real.
That's why you didn't neuralize her. You got emotionally involved.
Yeah, like you did with Lorana?
I put the entire planet in danger because I got emotionally involved. I don't want to see you making my mistakes.
Whatever, man.
Jay and Kay arrive at the worm's apartment.
Lara.
Lara's gone, and the worms have been cut in half.
Oi.
Damn!
Never stood half a chance.
Oh, boy. That's gonna leave a scar. Oh, Zapuato Fupa.
Where's Lara?
MIB headquarters. Some dumb two-headed guy.
They got the bracelet. We got 39 minutes. You guys, pull yourself together.
Damn.
Oh, that's feeling better. Hey, guys, wait up.
Hold on. Let me grab a drink.
Selena has the bracelet. Why'd she take Lara?
She also wants me.
What's the book say about this one?
We're off book. I say we split some wigs.
We need some wig splitting weapons.
Got them.
They pull up in a residential street. Inside an apartment, a family watch television.
Visit me. Hello, Pawpaw. Pawpaw and Zuzu love to see what's going on in the garden.
Don't worry about a thing, folks. I used to live here. Came by to pick up a few things.
Kay carefully turns the thermostat and a huge weapon stash is revealed.
Nice place. Hooah! Hooey!
The current residents turn around and look stunned as Kay, Jay, and the worms stock up.
See ya.
Jay puts on his sunglasses while Kay closes the secret room. The family are then neuralized.
You did not see a room full of shiny weapons. You did not see four alien nightcrawlers. You will cherish and love each other for the rest of your lives.
Which could be the next 27 or 28 minutes, so y'all should get to loving and cherishing.
Oh, and she can stay up as late as she wants and have cookies and candy and cakes and junk and stuff.
In a large metallic hangar at the MIB headquarters, Chiara moves in front of a triangular spaceship ready for takeoff.
4 minutes to launch. 4 minutes to launch.
Your ship is ready.
Good. Send it to Kyloth now.
K to the worms.
Ready, guys?
Lock and load, baby.
You ready, kid?
Kid? You know, while you were away licking stamps, I saved the world from a Kreelon invasion.
Kreelons are the Backstreet Boys of the universe. What do they do, throw snowballs at you? You know what you're doing.
Yep, I'm about to attack one of the most feared aliens in the universe with four worms and a mailman.
Let's make it hot.
No, wait.
Ray blasts a hole in the front of the MIB building, and they're sucked into the lobby.
Code 101, lockdown!
I know, the building is pressurized! Nothing in, nothing out! I knew that!
Yeah, you knew that! Front center, worms!
You got it!
The umbrella from a hot dog stand seals the vacuum. The security guard.
It's about time you guys got here. That pretty lady in there is causing all kinds of hell.
As the elevator doors open, the robot Selena drafted into service starts opening out to reveal two rows of guns and three menacing electric eyes. It spins its weapons around, peppering the elevator with bullets. Inside, JK and the worms are stretched out safely across the top of the lift.
Oh, yummy. Someone I need to eat.
Get to the launch pad on the roof. The bracelet shows the departure point, and no matter what happens, do not come back for me. That's an order.
What do you mean?
Do not come back for me.
Worm guys, give me some cover fire.
I'm too scared, can't move.
Jay hangs upside down and fires at the robot. Jay waits for the signal.
Go.
Jay sprints across the command center to a glass elevator, whilst Kay continues to lay covering fire. When he runs out of ammunition, he swings back up.
Limber.
Go to the subcontrol panel 7R Delta. Shut off all the power to the launch pad so they can't take off.
Can't. Too scared. Oh,
that way.
Away from the bullet.
No problem.
No.
The worms swing up through a hatch as the robot trundles in. Kay throws down a tiny grenade, then somersaults over the robot and out of the lift just as the doors close.
Nice to see you again, Kay. 3 minutes to launch. Jay! 3 minutes to launch.
Hello, Jay. Long time.
Jara, what's up, man? Wow, you look great. What's it been, 5 years?
And 42 days, thanks to you. You count everyone when you're locked away like a primate.
Well, you shouldn't have been trying to steal our ozone. Be there in 1 minute, sweetie.
Over our dead titanium bodies.
2 minutes.
Jara drops his robe to reveal three flying miniature versions of himself.
Let's play this one by ear.
I should have vaporized you when I had the chance.
You really did love Lorana, didn't you, Kay? You silly little man.
Selena slides her tongue into Kay's ear. It turns into a tentacle and goes in further. Meanwhile, Jay is fighting the flying Jaras. One flies at his legs and knocks him to the ground. He stands up and uses the miniatures as stepping stones. He leaps, but before he can reach the largest Jara, a miniature grabs him and flings him into the wall.
2 minutes to launch.
Jay grabs a pipe.
Just go, I'll be fine.
Talking about, girl, I'm winning. Jara, you are under arrest for being that ugly and for making that many copies. Now surrender.
I want him in pieces.
Jara Jr. is going.
Jay is grabbed by a flying Jara and whisked off his feet. After a moment, he's thrown down onto some plastic piping. The worms.
Never get tired of that one, I'll say. Guys, where do we shut off the power?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever.
Now, Jay and Jara collide in midair.
Laurel, I'm fine. I'll be there in just a minute.
No, he won't.
Jay punches one of the clones, which hurtles into some machinery and blows up.
Down to one now, Jara.
He covers Jara's eyes, then slides off his body. The Master and his clone career into each other and explode.
30 seconds to launch.
Jay is fallen into the pile of soft plastic tubing again and struggles to get out of it.
15 seconds to launch. 10 seconds to launch. 8, 7.
He finally manages to get up and goes over to the spacecraft.
Launch terminated.
What do you mean, just leave you? I never run out on a fight.
He took your gun.
Yeah?
Cracked you on the head.
And?
Slammed you across the room. Half the time you were on your back.
That's how I fight.
You've lost, you insignificant speck. You've wasted 25 years of my time, and for what? The complete and total annihilation of Zartha. All because you went mushy.
I'll give you one last chance to surrender, you slimy Kylothian invertebrate.
Oh, what are you gonna do to stop me?
Not me. Him.
Your flight's been canceled.
Jay blasts Selena, blowing her into pieces.
Shutdown power. Buttons. I'm guessing, yeah.
Worms!
Sorry.
Jay clicks his remote control, and his car drives into the now darkened room.
Give me the bracelet.
I'm going with you.
Please give me the bracelet.
Everybody in the car.
I don't think she should.
Everybody.
Laura, Jay, and Kay get into the car and leave, failing to notice Selena in her original alien form on the floor. She starts to multiply.
I can't believe this charm bracelet is what everybody's been after.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how often it's something small like that.
It's not the light. It tells us the departure point.
What?
We don't get to that departure point in 11 minutes and 15 seconds. That bracelet's gonna go nuclear and destroy all life on Earth.
What?
Hello.
Wait, Kay, no!
I know what I'm doing.
Kay, no!
Hitting the red button on the vehicle causes the MID vehicle to transform into a jet-powered flying car. Selena pursues them through Times Square in her craft.
Modified to hyperspeed!
Seatbelts.
What's that? At hyperspeed, you have to use the navigational star.
Okay.
Jay and Lara fall on top of one another.
Toggle switches for the left and right ailerons. Use the joysticks for the stabilizer and rudder.
Okay.
Jay stabilizes the car.
I just want you to know.
You know what? Hold on to that for me for one second.
Computer, worms.
So I said, listen, bitch, if you don't want me to kick your skinny zone diet ass, turn around and exit the plant.
Right, where are you?
Main hall, egg display.
Okay, lost control, we're taking fire. Kay, push the red button.
Computer at MIB can lock on and destroy bogey. I'll walk you through it.
Jay, Frank, you were the best darn partner a Romulian could ever have. Godspeed.
Frank!
Okay, here we go, automatic pilot.
An agent pops up.
It is not automatic piloting.
Well, he doesn't operate at hyperspeed.
I can really use a steering wheel here.
We don't have no damn steering wheel. This one we got. Didn't your mother ever give you a Game Boy?
What is a Game Boy?
You know what? Move.
Move!
Oh, okay.
No! Hey, that is not the navigational stuff.
It can't.
They eventually manage to swap seats as Selena continues to blast them from behind.
Okay, straight down.
Into the subway.
Idiots.
Selena follows them down and fires again.
Subway may not be the best place to lose her.
Shh. Where is he?
He?
Jeff.
Hang on!
Oops. Teeth.
Jay stops the car dead. Selena flies right past into the huge gaping mouth of Jeff, who munches on her with a satisfying belch. In the car, the autopilot inflates again on Jay's lap. He's unamused. Later, the car flies above the city buildings and lands on a smart rooftop terrace. The car returns to its normal shape.
running out of time, Kay. Where is the light?
Right here.
What?
What? I'm the light? No, no way.
You have a planet to save, Laura.
You've got me confused with somebody else. I work part-time at a pizzeria.
2 days ago, I was running a post office in Truro, Mass. You are who you are. Laura, you are the light, the leader of your people, their spirit, and their hope. The power is within you to save the planet. I protected you until it was your time. Your time is now.
Jay pieces together clues on a napkin.
You are going to save a world.
No, I can't be.
You know things before they happen.
I'm a Libra.
You're Zarthan. When you get sad, it always seems to rain.
Well, lots of people get sad when it rains.
It rains because you're sad, baby.
They look to the skies as a mystical green light shimmers in the blackness. It descends on the rooftop, transforming a large stone fountain into a small egg-shaped spacecraft. Laura looks on, her eyes widening with wonder and amazement. Jay leans back against the car dejectedly. Laura turns round and stares at him compassionately. She seems overwhelmed. They share a loving moment as they gaze deep into each other's eyes. And nearby, Kay looks on sadly.
It's not fair.
Never is. We are who we are, even if we sometimes forget.
Jeff smashes through a skylight in the roof and rises high into the air.
Jeff, I am so not in the mood for you. Get back in the subway right now.
Jeff explodes and Selena bursts out from inside in the form of a giant tentacle.
That's not good.
No!
I cannot emphasize strongly enough how much we need you on that transport, Princess.
Laura, you have to go!
Go. He's fine. He does this all the time.
Jay grapples with Selena's tentacles.
About the latest smackdown on your candy ass. Laura, it's your destiny! I was talking, Jay! Hey, no fighting!
If you don't go, we all die. You're just as beautiful as your mother.
Kay and Laura look at each other meaningfully as Jay struggles in Selena's clutches. Laura steps into the transport, which closes around her. Kay blasts repeatedly at Selena, who eventually retreats, dropping Jay. As Laura's transport flies off into the beams of green light, her tears are echoed by the rain that has started to pour. As Jay looks up forlornly, Selena chases after Laura. Jay and Kay fetch weapons from the car.
Good?
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing me back.
No problem. Why didn't you tell me?
Would you have let her go?
They blast two huge green fireballs at Selena, who ignites in a dazzling display of yellow fiery explosions. The agents look on as the Statue of Liberty is lit up by the breathtaking light display going on behind it.
So what's it like on the outside? You know, not doing this every day.
It's nice. Sleep late on the weekends. Watch the Weather Channel. I did miss this city.
So Laura is Princess Lorana's daughter. Did y'all?
It might be a mess. Let's go, kid.
Let's go. Man, thousands of people in New York and New Jersey just saw our little event. Plan needs to be thought out. Plan needs to be cool.
The Statue of Liberty's torch neuralizes the entire city.
Kid, I'll get you trained yet.
I want one of those. Damn.
Now, in the Men in Black locker room.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. We've all been there, kid. The girl is gone, and it hurts. You want to talk?
No.
I can help.
No.
Still sulking?
No.
Yeah.
Hell, you miss her. It happens to all of us. There was this hot young thing I knew once, and when our bodies were entwined in the positions of the Kama Sutra...
Zed! Come on, man. Damn.
Hey, Jay, I'll tell you something about dames. They say they want to be scratched behind the ears, but what they really want is...
Hey, Frank.
What? Still sit and shiver? Want my advice?
No. No advice, no talking. Hell no. Fellas, I swear, I'm fine.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
I brought him over from Grand Central Terminal.
Why you put them rats in my locker, man?
I thought it would put things in perspective for you.
No, Kate, it's actually kind of sad, man. Really, we need to let them out of there. I mean, they need to know the world is bigger than that.
Still a rookie.
Wow.
Kay opens a door marked Do Not Open to reveal that they are in a huge stack of lockers overlooking a concourse peopled with giant aliens going about their business.
The train, the bus, when a stranger bus try to endanger us. Praise me, y'all. Don't nothing faze me, y'all. When they see me, they gaze me, y'all. Crazy, y'all. They say I'm a myth. Trust me, if somebody ripped out of the depths of your imaginations appears Will Smith. Black suit, the black shades, the black shoes, black tie with the black attitude. New style, black Ray-Bans, I'm stunning, man. New hotness, pitch black 600, man. Don't you understand? What you thought I wouldn't come again? Leave you hanging without bringing you the fun again? Tangle in.